Hello and welcome to A Live to Work. This is Tina.
And I am Kate. Hello there.
Hello. Today we are going to talk about gratitudes and how to kind of think about them and their place in your life. While we have this discussion, we are going to be travelling in a microlight.
Yes, and do you know why we're traveling in a microlight, all the people? No. It's because, oh, look, I'm going to get all oh, now. Because when we give gratitude, when we give thanks, it's like a breath of fresh air. It makes you lighter and almost makes you feel like you can achieve anything. So we are lighter than air, or as light, I should say. If we were lighter than air, we'd be somewhere in the atmosphere, wouldn't we?
We would.
Yeah. So that's us. What an amazing start to this episode.
Perfection. And why it's so useful to be talking about gratitude is because there's some emerging science around this. And firstly, I thought this was quite interesting when I was reading the papers. A lot less men than women, if we're dividing the genders in that way, engage with gratitude because in America, when they did some studies, they discovered that they thought it was a bit of a feminine trait. So that's kind of interesting in itself. So any chaps listening or anyone else, just give it a go anyway, is what I would say. But also that it does create physiological changes in the body. So there's great reasons for us to to be working on gratitude. It helps us rest and digest all that parasympathetic nervous system stuff. So it's got, there's great reasons for doing it.
So one of the first questions I want to ask everybody and have a reflect on this, like throughout the day, as as you go about your day, how often are you thankful for the things that you have? How often do you say thank you and give gratitude, either to yourself, the world around you, whomever? And I bet actually it's not all that often, is it really? Tina and I, we talk about how important giving thanks is, and sometimes I forget to do it.
And they sort of say, don't they, there's kind of three ways that people think about being grateful. You're either got that kind of very grateful disposition. You're one of those people who your glass is half full, you see things positively, therefore you're more thankful for what's in your life. Or you might have those daily fluctuations of gratitude. You might be very grateful that you've got everybody out the door in time and everyone's got their packed lunch and they look happy. And then you might run into the bus being late and then be at the bus stop for ages and think, well, I felt very grateful and now I don't know if I'm so grateful the bus is late. So, there's natural fluctuations in that feeling of being grateful. And then other people who experience it as an emotion, like in a moment, I'm grateful for this gift that I've just been given, for example.
Yeah, and that's the difference, isn't it, between gratitude and giving thanks per se, is because it's an emote it's emotive, isn't it? It's more of a, whereas giving thanks is like thanks, gratitude is more of a thanks. Does that make sense? It's the
That does,
deeper, more meaningful.
And there's some kind of, you see in some journals that they speak about, write down three things you're grateful for, and they don't necessarily give people a lot of guidance. What they demonstrated was if people did certain things like wrote down or thought about three things they were grateful for just before they went to sleep, they were more contented and a lot of their blood pressures went down and things like that. But they didn't specify what kind of things they should be grateful for. And they said, another thing to do is write letters of gratitude to friends or family, noticing what they bring to your life, you know.
Mm.
But and so I've always had a take on it, that, you know, yes, you can be grateful for the universe, for the planet, for the sea, and that's all nice, isn't it? But it's not specific to you. We could
Yeah.
all say that. So actually, the power of the gratitudes is when they are really specific to you. Something you have experienced and noticed and feel grateful for, big and small.
And now, I don't know how many of you have read the book by Rhonda Byrne called The Magic. And Tina and I were just discussing how the title may not reflect true contents. But in this book, which contains a lot of quotes from scientists, doctors, leaders in their field, about the importance of gratitude, you know, not only on our physiological well-being, but our psychological well-being as well. So I'm just going to give you one, for example. Gratitude is a vaccine, an antitoxin, and an antiseptic. That's by a gentleman called John Henry Jowett, who's a Presbyterian preacher and a writer. There you go. Whoever has gratitude will be given more. You know, whether whether that's something that you believe in or not is entirely up to you. However, there is something to be said for that whole acceptance of the things that you have,
I
you know.
know. And I think we wanted to offer you in this podcast kind of a bit of a how to do gratitude, because I think that's the difficulty sometimes with some of the guidance. It's very open-ended, just write down three things you're grateful for. So how can you do gratitude? How, if it's not something you do regularly, you know, how could you make it work for you? Well, firstly, my practice, I'll give you an example, is as I do this every night, as I lay down to sleep and I just momentarily before my eyes close, I think of a couple of things I'm grateful for. So it might be, today's might include that I'm really grateful for the feeling of joy I had listening to music and exercising this morning, doing the Aquafit. It just was, I was lost in the moment and it was really lovely. And we'll probably be grateful for being with Kate because we have spent some time together doing our podcast today and we like each other's company and we always have funny and uplifting conversations. So I'm grateful for Kate. And I'm grateful for the dog because she's so cute. And today, you know, she ran around the garden and just watching her bounding about. So they're my three gratitudes for today. There might be more coming my way, but, you know, they would be them. And if you had a journal, I'd just write them down. You know, in that very, this is about me and what I'm grateful for today. So that's the first tip, is don't overcomplicate and sit there thinking, I don't know, what am I grateful for? What I don't, can't think of anything. It could be anything at all, and it will be very specific to you.
Yeah, maybe it'll be something that gives you that inner glow, that warmth, that just that. Oh, for me, right now, the sun is shining. It's a beautiful day to go for a walk, and it's that knowledge that, you know, spring is coming, and it's that the of what's to come. That kind of
Feeling of nice anticipation.
yes, because clearly I couldn't think of the word.
No, I can see. Well, the reason I've said it is because that's when I looked at you, because we're on screens together here, listeners. That's what I could see in Kate's face. So other things to have a go at are to practice what they call awe, 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 not the other awe. And that's to be that moment of like, oh, wow, you know, that could be a view, that could be something your child says to you, that could be just a moment, you know, an insect that you see or a bird that's just so beautiful, just an awe-inspiring moment that makes you take breath and notice everything around you. So they say that if you can continue to experience awe then and engage with that, then clouds, the moon, the sky, the stars, you know, what makes you feel wow? Look at
Yeah.
that.
And the nice thing as well about, you know, about when we give gratitude for the things around us, the things that have happened, is that the more you're aware of them, the more you see it.
That is so
So
true.
it helps you focus on those positive things. So, you know, the things that we are, I don't know. I know the sun's out today, and I know it's, oh, that's my children. I don't know if you can hear them. Sorry. I am grateful for my beautiful children, whom I love dearly, and they're laughing together
Ah, that's lovely.
and not fighting. So, you know, I will notice that more. So when they say, ooh, I hate my sister, I'll go, well, actually, you don't, because you know, you laugh together, you play
Yeah.
so beautifully together.
Yeah.
And I notice that more than were they not to.
And yeah, so awe is, you know, being in experiencing awe of nature, the surroundings. But the other thing they suggest is to admire. Now, this can be good with a partner. So basically, it's someone in your life that you see regularly that you may have taken on the idea that, you know, they at times can be annoying or irritating or have habits that make you sigh, is just to look at people in your life, everyday folk, and admire something. Maybe it's their patience. Maybe it's their kindness. No, I often look at my husband and I see him doing incredibly kind acts, like really spontaneously all the time, because he has that nature. And I admire that quality in him. And, you know, it's good for me to notice it and admire it and just let it sink in and think, wow, how lucky am I to have somebody like that in my life? So just that, and like you say, and in your children, Kate, in your partner, in your friends, in anyone really, it's good to, they say, to stop and just to take stock and think about what you admire.
And it's important as well to recognize those traits in yourself. So I'm grateful for my patience in, you know, one circumstance or another, because it opens up to more possibility. You know, it my that my patience enables me to listen more carefully to what's being said and not said.
Yeah. What a
So
nice thing to admire about yourself. That's great.
I say that because I know that the children downstairs laughing at each other whilst I'm doing this,
Yeah.
desperately thinking, shh.
One of the other things they suggest, as well as, you know, experiencing awe, seeking admiration, is savoring. So when you're in the moment and good stuff starts happening, just savor. Think, instead of like, oh, this is a nice walk, but there's stuff to do later, just let's just stay with this for a minute and enjoy that this is a nice walk. Or, you know, you might even just make yourself a really nice favorite drink and just put your arms around the cup and just think, oh yeah, I'm just going to take a moment to really, really enjoy this cup of coffee.
And it's funny because you know, we're having this conversation, but actually, there are so many times that I personally have those moments, but don't necessarily recognize them for what they are.
Yeah.
Like sitting around the dinner table as a family, chatting
Yeah.
is a
Often
big
I'll
one.
stop in the shower because I and just think from just like for 30 seconds, I'm really enjoying this shower. The feeling of this water on my skin, you know, the temperature's just right. I like the scent of the products I use. Just savoring this little shower moment. And I think so much of life, we're rushing through it like it's on fast forward. And that's what some of the gratitude practices are about, that if you read into it, you're trying to just slow it down, live it at real speed so you can enjoy it.
So have a think, listeners, about We're flying, we're high in the sky looking down, we can see for miles and miles and miles. So what, what are you going to be grateful for today? What are you looking forward to? Those events that are coming that are just going to fill you full of so much joy and happiness.
That feels like the perfect place to stop this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed listening to our conversation about gratitudes and that you'll have a go. We're very grateful for you, all our listeners, and the people that tune in. Do recommend us to your friends and do
Yeah,
listen more. We
and
love having you around.
if you are afraid of heights and our little microlight, both Tina and I do phobia removals.
So we do, but you'll be glad
Sure.
to know it's a lighted on the ground, and we have arrived.
A fabulous day, everyone.
Yeah, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Take care. Thank you for listening. This has been A Lift to Work with Kate and Tina. Please subscribe, like, and share. Comments and questions are most welcome.
And please remember, this is a light-hearted coaching podcast designed to stimulate your thinking. It's not designed to treat any mental health issues. So if you need additional professional help, please do see a qualified practitioner. Take care, and we'll see you next time.